Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to do my best to speak to men about the hashtag MeToo phenomenon. Now, if you're a woman and you're listening, of course, you're welcome to listen. But I want to make a couple of things clear up front. I don't feel like I've got something great to say to women about this, other than, I'm sorry. I really wish this wasn't a thing. And I do feel I have something to say to men, but I can only say it as a guy. So I get that in some ways, in some areas, I'm a guru, I'm a teacher, I'm an expert. But for this, I'm a guy. And I'm a guy who loves women. And I in every way. I mean, I'm a guy who loves his mom. I'm a guy who loves his wife. I'm a guy who loves his daughters. And I'm a guy who loves people. And so that's really, you ever seen an old movie where there's like the sergeant and he's kind of picking a fight with one of the recruits, and he takes off his jacket and he says, "Take these stripes. I'm taking off my stripes. Come on, have at me." Right, I'm taking off my stripes here. I'm not trying to speak as an authority. I'm just trying to speak as a guy who lives in this world and thinks there's a better way. And this came up. I was asked to speak to a men's group. I actually volunteered to speak to the men's group, but this came up in the men's group. So this is really only the second time I've spoken about this. But what came to my mind was when I was, gosh, it must have been about 25 years ago, we got a puppy in England, a Cocker Spaniel, a beautiful Cocker Spaniel named Hobbs. This is going somewhere, by the way. And unfortunately, at that time in the United Kingdom, Cocker Spaniels were so inbred that they developed something called Cocker Rage, where like a red mist would descend and they would just attack anything in their vicinity. And they actually stopped breeding them for a couple of years, like the month after we got Hobbs. So we didn't know anything about this, but our vet sort of quickly said, "Look, you're going to need to put that dog down." But I was determined. You know, I was an NLP trainer, and I was, you know, if anyone could master the dog's mind, I was going to do it. And so I actually wound up working with the dog, and he was great when the red mist didn't descend, but the red mist would descend. And so I hired a wolf trainer from the movies, who trained wolves for movies. And after a little while of working with my little cute, gorgeous Cocker Spaniel, he said, "You need to have this dog put down. He's dangerous." But I worked with him for as long as I could. And one of the tricks that the wolf trainer gave is he gave me a sort of a big stick so that when Hobbs would go nuts, I could shove the stick in his mouth and he would kind of attack the stick and it would both distract him and stop him from attacking me or anyone else in the vicinity. So I could take him for a walk as long as I had that stick. So if he went a little mad on the walk, the stick would be enough to calm him, because he'd bite it. You know, he'd bite it and chew on it. Well, I remember one day, and this was sort of the beginning of my realizing that it wasn't necessarily kindness that I wasn't having this dog put down. I was out for a walk and the red mist descended and Hobbs went crazy. And it was all I could do to keep the stick in his mouth and keep him distracted with it, because there were other people around. I was just walking through the streets of London. And I saw this really big guy. Like, I'm an average-sized guy. I saw this big guy staring at me, watching me with the dog. And I had a kind of an epiphany, because I realized the only reason this dog was behaving was because I was forcing it to, because I was bigger than it. And that guy, had he decided that I was in some way abusing or mistreating the dog, could have stopped me because he was bigger than me, because he could have just asserted his strength and will onto me. And I got, if a bigger guy came along, he could stop him, like, you know, a cop or just an even bigger guy, because he was bigger and had more authority. And I thought, what a terrible way to run a world. What a terrible way to build a relationship. What a terrible way to make things happen, that he or she with the biggest stick is in control. And that affected me a lot. And it affected, we did in the end, unfortunately, have to put Hobbs down. And it affected the way we raised our kids, where we always involved them in decisions as best we could, and did as little because I said so as we could. And it paid off when they were teenagers. It meant that instead of rebellious teens, we had teenagers and they did things that teenagers do. But even when at one point I had to ground my son for over a month, he kind of agreed with us. So, you know, we had created that relationship of mutual respect where we were able to work together to create a family dynamic that worked for all of us. And that gives me hope that we can create a human dynamic that works for all of us in the world. Now here's, I called this podcast One Piece of Advice for Men. Here it is. Don't be a dick. Just because you can get away with things, don't. Just because you might be in a position of authority where people will do things to please you, don't take advantage of them. Even though you probably could, don't. Now, that may seem trite advice. That may seem stupid advice. If you're a woman and you're listening, you may go, that's it? That's your advice? But you know what? If don't be evil is good enough for Google, then I think maybe don't be a dick is enough for men. Years ago, I did a television pilot for Supercoach. And one of the clients they brought me was a couple. And the guy was a boxer, and he was also a porn star, and he was huge. And his wife was a little slip of a Southern belle, and she was very religious. And their issue that they brought to the coaching was that she wanted to divorce him because if he kept cheating on her while they were married, he'd go to hell, and she loved him so much she didn't want him to go to hell. That was the rationale. And I remember sitting down with him and talking to him about it, and he was not understanding. He was like, well, what am I supposed to do? I mean, these women just throw themselves at me. They're just there. And I said to him, because nothing I was saying was getting through, and at one point I just said to him, I said, look, has anyone ever put a gun to your head and said, if you don't stick your penis inside me, I'm going to shoot you? And he was like, well, I mean, not exactly. And it made me see that, you know, we live in separate realities. And it may look to you like, hey, this is there and it's available and I can do it. It may look to you even like you're being encouraged to do it. And so if that's what it looks to you, then I'll say to you again, don't be a dick. Just because you can doesn't mean you have to. And if there was a rule of thumb, and by the way, I am so far off my normal piece, dear. Normally, I don't give any kind of advice. So I'm in here. So for what it's worth, if you wouldn't say it with your mom in the room, if you wouldn't say it with your sister in the room, if you wouldn't say it or do it with your wife in the room, with your partner in the room, with your daughters in the room, don't do it. It's a really easy metric. You know, there's a great video going around that I saw on Facebook of just imagine that every woman that you work with is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And if you wouldn't say it or do it to him, don't say it or do it to them. And this is kind of a similar thing. Like, if you're not sure, err on the side of caution. Err on the side of not being a dick, and you'll do just fine. And if that was all that we changed in the world, if men just decided that because they can doesn't mean they should, that would take care of the societal issue. That would take care of the fear issue. That would take care of the cultural issue, but above all, it would make sure that you're not part of the problem. And if you're not part of the problem, you're part of the solution. I hope that helps. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.